You know, when you look back over your career, what are you most proud of?
Oh, my gosh. Well, in big terms, probably two or three things. One of them is that the IRT is very sustainable. That sustainability, of course, took a big hit during the pandemic, as our entire performing arts field did. But the fact that it has an excellent endowment, the IRT is well endowed, we say, laughingly, as well as seriously. That is certainly something I'm very proud of, because I grew up in central Illinois, where I had no access to professional theater, and I want people of all generations in this state to have the opportunity to see professional theater and see it beautifully produced, and see it produced for them, not for blank national audience, you know, just that roadshows do, where they're not performing or curating for a particular community. They're just sending art around the country, which also has tremendous value, but that's not what we do. Another piece I'm very proud of is the Indiana series. When I became artistic director 27 years ago, Taylor, what I saw as a void was that all three of my predecessors were New Yorkers, and they wanted to make work that was principally resonant to a sort of national population. And that was a great thing at that point. But I wanted to make play-specific work. So we commissioned and or found about 20 plays in the last 27 years that have really been about place, about either a person or a historic moment, usually some of each of those in those plays. That makes me very proud. It gave a local and regional audience an opportunity to see themselves in some way or other reflected on the stage. And, you know, Indiana's the flyover zone. This is the place that people on coast say, well, there aren't any stories. Well, there's deep, deep, amazing stories.
You know, when you stay in a career for a long time, you have to have a love and a passion for it. I mean, there's no way around it. And I guess they always say, you know, if you love a job, then it's never going to be a job. Is that what you think? I mean, is that why you stayed so long?
Absolutely.
It was a passion and just a love for what you do.
It's been a very few number of days that I say, boy, it feels like a job today. Most of the time, I feel like just the luckiest human, because I get to watch and help artists make art.
Well, now it's time for a new chapter.
It is.
What does retirement look like for you?
I am really looking forward to just sort of time moving in a different way. COVID's been particularly hard. I keep calling it graduation, Taylor. I'm graduating. I'm not sure from what, but I keep that word keeps coming
okay.
up.
It can be a graduation.
So when I graduate, I'm just really looking at time being different, being able to make more choices about how I spend my time, to be able to travel more. I've said sort of tongue-in-cheek, but not really, for the last couple of years, I'm really looking forward to spending about 2 years reading only what I want to read. Which, as much as I love spreadsheets, will not be spreadsheets.
Oh,
I know what's the matter with me. I'm looking forward to spending more time with family, and not just in the little few weeks the theatrical schedule allows that.
Absolutely. Well, good luck with everything, and thank you for everything that you've
done
for the IRT over the last 4 years.
It's been my great joy.